Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Story coming out of China at the moment, at the Great Wall of China. I found this fascinating. I wanted to talk about is this still funny?
Okay.
A Japanese couple was deported from China because they took a photo. So the partner, she took a photo of her boyfriend.
Yep.
Mooning the Great Wall of China.
Hang on. So was he on the Great Wall?
No,
of
China? No. Okay. So like they're alongside it.
Yeah.
She's standing there. I'm not sure. I don't think the bum is. It's either bum's facing the camera. He's looking around like, haha, look at me. I'm mooning. I don't know if I'm mooning
you next to the Great Wall of China.
I don't know which way the moon was facing. It was facing, because again, would you be shocked they're not showing the photos of this?
Is the Great Wall of China like a holy space?
It's a significant space.
I know
for
it's
their history.
Like it's definitely a significant space. But is it like I wouldn't go to like a, you know, the Taj Mahal and moon. Do you know what I mean?
You think there's a time and a place to whip the cheeks out?
Like I think so. Do you know what I mean? Grand Canyon? Fine.
You see a lot of people do their photo where like stereotypically females will do their like topless, like facing away from the camera.
I did it.
You did in the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Wow.
It's what you do at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, do you?
You whip your knocks out.
Okay. Is that funny or is that cheeky?
I think it's both.
Okay. How do you feel about mooning?
I think it's fine.
But you wouldn't go topless at the Taj Mahal.
No, this is what I'm saying. I think it depends on the space, and that's why I ask whether it would be appropriate. Like, do you need to wear, if you need to wear, like, cover-up to go into that space?
All right, so rule out anywhere in Turkey. Good start.
Turkey. I mean, like when me and my husband were in Europe for our honeymoon, anytime we went into, like, you know, a church or, like...
You said to him, remember, don't moon. It's not okay. This is a holy space. You do not moon here. And he goes, damn it.
Like you got the Pantheon, right? Which has been a holy space for a long time in Rome, right?
Uh-huh.
And so when you go in, like I had to bring an extra cover up for my shoulders because I couldn't have my shoulders exposed.
You were mooning your shoulders.
I wouldn't moon in that space.
Okay.
But if you're just kind of walking along the Great Wall of China, hilarious. Play on.
All right. So would you moon at the Sphinx?
Ooh, I actually don't know.
Would you moon at the giant sky wheel?
Yes.
Would you moon?
Hilarious.
Would you moon at Barwon Heads? At the Heads? The restaurant,
yes.
The Heads?
Yes.
Okay. But not next to the temple.
Yes.
In North Geelong.
I just feel like there's a time and a place to whip out your cheeks.
Well, I'm not a mooner. I think it's funny.
I thought it would be so up your alley. I can't believe you're saying you're not a mooner.
I just don't think I've got the rear end to be a mooner.
Oh, is this because you're insecure about your hairy bum?
Why do you know that?
Well, because you and my husband share a very similar insecurity.
I think a lot of men have their... It's just like it's a very hairy area.
Every time my husband sees a man's buttocks on the TV for any reason, and it's just like completely bald, he's like... How is this?
Do you call a bum bald if it doesn't have it? Imagine the receding hairline, but it's your bum. Yeah. Can't win them at all.
Bear? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
a bear
bum.
Yeah, he's always like, this is so unrealistic.
100%. 100%. Makes males feel terrible.
But see, I feel like, you know, pulling it out, hilarious. Hilarious.
I've given you a white whale before when we've been in a pool. Like where you go like, oh, did anyone see that whale? And then you dip dive and you've got just your little bum cheeks out. That's funny. So maybe I need
That's
to...
why I'm saying, you're saying you're not a mooner. You're 100% a mooner.
But only in the pool. I wouldn't moon the Great Wall of China.
You wouldn't?
But I would moon
Too
the,
sacred
but
for
I
you.
Would moon the Sphinx.
Okay. That seems like a weird...
Well, the Sphinx isn't sacred. It's just got great deals on lunch.
That's true. Oh, that Sphinx. No,
I'm talking about Geelong the whole time.
I thought you meant the Sphinx in Cairo, not the Sphinx in Cairo.
I don't care about that Sphinx. 52232955. Is it funny to moon still? Or is this a very 90s and 2000 thing? I don't think millennials or Gen Z...
I don't even think it's 90s. Like, yeah. When I think mooning, I think of the movie Grease.
We just want to know, is mooning still funny? I don't think the younger generations are mooning.
No, I don't think they are either. And I don't know whether we should be encouraging it.
No, it's just, is it funny?
Yeah.
Still, like, in the 80s and 90s and maybe the early 2000s was a
I feel like there
funny.
Was a lot more of it in pop culture in the 80s and 90s. And then it's really petered out.
Maybe, like you said, Norks out. is the new, that's the younger generation.
Sam in Corio, you love a good moon, don't you?
I love to ruin myself, but I do find it hilarious.
Yeah.
And I do think that people need to live a little and stop taking life so seriously sometimes and just have a bit of fun.
I guess if you were walking down the street and someone ran in front of you, mooned you, like, you're not gonna be very, very upset at that. You'll be like, oh.
It's more of a shock, to be honest.
I probably wouldn't be offended. I'd probably laugh.
Yeah.
You'd join in.
No. I do think there are some places where it is inappropriate, but I do find it funny. And if someone wants to do it in the street, I would definitely laugh.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Good to know, Sam. Jess in Hamelin Heights, how do you feel about a full moon?
Well, Jess, you get a regular full moon, don't you?
Yes, I do. I am an assistant train driver, and we go through a specific town quite often. And as soon as you can kind of hear the train coming through, these three little boys run to the fence as fast as they can and give us full moons. And it's gold. It's just the best. Like something, you know, of it, you know, that we look forward to.
As long as it's
one driver and not the other, because there is one of our drivers who's highly offended every time. But generally, we give them a good toot and it's a lot of fun.
They give you a toot, so you should give them one back.
Well, it's only right.
Do you almost feel like if you go past there and you don't see the three moons, are you almost kind of like, oh, no, they weren't there today?
Yeah, where were they?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely disappointed every time.
That's amazing.
That is excellent. That is like
so there you go, Tim. You were worried the new generation isn't all about mooning.
It's passing down. This is good. Good to know.
This is Tim and Jess. Ladies and gentlemen. Exceptional offers available on the Golf R at Rex Corral Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, something is back that I had no idea ever left. But apparently during COVID, Macca's stopped doing their McDonald's birthday parties.
I mean, it does make sense.
Right?
Well, they stopped doing everything.
Well, yeah. But the iconic, like, did you have a Macca's birthday party?
I think, yeah, went to a handful. Macca's was very far away from where we live.
Oh, really?
It was like a half-hour drive.
Right, okay. So, like, for me, there were so many around us. It was like, where are you having your Macca's birthday party? Like, which one are we going to? And there was one.
You're like, oh, I'm going to Ryrie Street.
Well, there was one Macca's near me, and it doesn't exist anymore. I'm devastated about it. But it used to have a tram in the restaurant. And you could book out the tram for your Macca's birthday party. It was awesome. But they've brought back Macca's birthday parties for the first time since COVID. It was announced for the US and for Australia. Australia, the minimum spend is $179.50. And that includes...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 10 kids. So it's like $17.95 per kid. You get a party host. You get... games, you get the Happy Meal. It's
all I remember is that I feel like we just did a lot of colouring in.
Oh, really?
At a Macca's kid, and like you get to play in the playground.
I believe we did a tour of the restaurant. I remember for my sixth birthday because it was mine and my brother's joint birthday, and we all like put our hands on each other's shoulders and like did it was like a okay, and this is where we make the chips. And here's where your nuggies are made.
Don't give that to the kids. Give that to me as a 32-year-old.
I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore.
I want to go through.
This is very late 90s.
Show me how a Big Mac's made right now.
But the thing that people are talking about today is that they think someone may have made a typo for the American McDonald's birthday parties because they're advertising in America for 10 children, a two-hour party would be $990.
That can't be right. That can't be right.
Someone's like, have you added an extra few zeros?
Something's wrong. It should be nine. 90, it should be $9.
$99 seems fair. $990 seems a little bit excessive.
I can't remember the last time I went to a Macca's and I saw the party room. Because, like, obviously not they didn't all have the tram thing.
Yeah.
But there would be that room off to the side.
To the back, yeah.
Where the parties would happen. I can't remember the last time I saw
them. Well, because it's usually next to the playground.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. But yeah, I don't know if they even have, like, they used to have someone dress up as a party clown. I don't know if they do the clown thing anymore.
Do you mean it's Ronald?
Yeah. I don't think the Maccas near me had someone dressed as Ronald. It was just like generic clown.
All right. Well, sorry. I mean, we have an in-house clown, yeah, but we're not going to use it. No. Smart. All right. Good idea. Good idea. Well, that's exciting. I love a Maccas. Well, I loved a Maccas party, so I'm glad that there'll be some young Aussies across Geelong getting to be able to experience
that. Yeah. Maybe we should throw one.
Sounds like a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday you made a very bold call. And it annoyed not just myself, but multiple people.
I don't know why it's upset so many people. I got a message on Instagram, someone having a go at me. I was like, get a life.
We were talking about Bunnings and the Bunnings secret that so many people have discovered in the last few days that apparently a lot of other people already knew. The layout of Bunnings is laid out in the order in which you would build a house.
Yeah.
So it starts off with timber and nails, moves into plumbing, et cetera, et cetera. All the way to the gardening section.
And we were talking about how a lot of stores would do that. A lot of those big chains like Myers, your Targets, your supermarkets in particular. And this is where what I said seemed to have upset some people.
You said that I don't know why they put the fresh produce at the start, because I always have to veer straight to the right and go do the rest of my shopping, and then I come back to fresh produce, which is where what you should finish with. To all of us, loudly, audibly gasping.
All of it. It was just you.
All of us.
And you weren't gasping, you were yelling at me. There is such a difference in how you're retelling this. All I said is I just don't want to squash my fruit and veg.
Disgusted.
I don't know. Like, I think you brought up a couple of times, you're like, what about the freezer section? I would say like two of three shops, I'm probably not going to the frozen section for anything. So I don't have to worry about, like, if it's a bag of peas and that goes, like, gets a little bit warm, and then you just freeze it back up. My whole thing is you can refreeze stuff.
Usually just like a perimeter shop, right? So I start fresh produce because that's where the entrance is. And then I go to the back of the store, which is usually where your meats are.
Like, yeah, your eggs and all those
things. Yeah, grab my meat, my eggs, my milk, and then I go through the freezer section. And then as I'm walking to the checkout, if I need anything else in the middle aisles, I'll grab them. You finish with fresh produce.
Yeah, like I start with breads. Start with breads in that section and then go from...
That's all too, babes. Yeah. What are you doing with that?
Just unless I know, I'm like, if I'm getting a pumpkin, I'll start there. Because you ain't going to squash me pumpkin.
Right.
That thing's harder than my
skull.
So
you're worried about the fruit and veg getting squished.
You ain't ever been shopping and then thought, damn, I've squashed my capsicum flat.
Okay.
My banana's been squished out of its peel.
No,
ain't buying heavy enough stock there, babe.
I want to know, because I don't think there's absolutely anyone else in all of Geelong and the Surf Coast that does it the way you do it. I think you are a sole lone stranger.
Sole trader.
Sole trader, Tim. When it comes to fresh produce, are you starting with fresh produce for your shop, or are you finishing with it?
I mean,
Tim claims that he finishes with the fresh produce.
I understand that it's like, because you walk through the little doors and the fresh produce is right there, but I think they're tricking you. Supermarkets are trying to trick us.
It's a scam.
And then because if I go there and I go, oh, I've squashed my banana, then I have to buy another banana. And then I reckon it all comes back to profit margins. I think that would happen enough in a day that they're making $2 billion on squash nannies.
I'm totally fine to not get any calls because that confirms my opinion.
No. I'm happy to.
If there is anybody out there that shops the way Tim does and finishes with their fresh produce, I'd love to hear from you on 52232955.
I mean, it sounds like you're also willing to have a pile on, like a stacks on kind. If you want to call up, I'm happy. Like, it ain't going to change how I shop.
Are you just as shocked as I am?
Yeah, look,
Do you do this with your wife too? Because I imagine she's much more level-headed. I can't imagine her accepting this.
Maybe when she's around, I just, you know.
You follow. I mean, we've received a few calls, Tim.
All right.
Genevieve in Yarraville, you said that supermarkets are trying to scam us. You agree with Tim?
Yes, I agree with Tim. Supermarkets are absolutely brilliant at what they do, and they've done a lot of research, and they've found if they put the fruit and veg at the start and we do our fruit and veg, then we feel really good about how healthy we've been, and we're more likely to buy extra indulgent things as we shop the rest of the supermarket. So they do it to increase their sales.
So we spend more.
Yeah, and that and the squishy effect as well, I think.
So there's a whole psychology of shopping that they follow and they're always at the beginning for that reason.
So are you trying to beat them at their own game, Genevieve, by finishing on
absolutely.
The...
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Genevieve.
Tim, Amy from Armstrong Creek also shops her fresh produce last. I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Amy, it just feels right, doesn't it?
It does. 100%.
Yeah.
It's fresh fruits and veg. Some of them are kept cold, close to the meat, cold. You want to pick them up last.
So, Amy, you didn't always used to do this, but once you started having kids, that's when you made the change.
Yeah, that's it, because it's so much harder to get down those aisles quickly to get out of the way of the chocolate or the chips and all the bits and pieces.
That makes sense.
So
all right.
Them out first, and then...
Oh, we've lost Amy there, but I love what she said. Absolutely love it. Oh, this is going to be excellent.
Yeah, Mike from Heighton has...
Introduce him formally, please.
Sorry, above average Mike
Thank
from Heighton.
You.
He's... Well, I would say he's been below average today because
wow.
he
no,
also...
No, I'm definitely staying above average. Come on.
He's also agreed with you, Tim.
And to prove how above average I'm staying, I'm on my way to Kmart now to get a T-shirt printed, and on the T-shirt it's going to say... Even a loaf of bread can squish a bag of grapes.
Exactly. See, Mike, to me, it just makes sense. And I've mentioned a couple of times, I think that the supermarket, big supermarkets, want us to squish our fruit and veg so that when we get to the checkout, we go, oh, I've got to go back and get another one. And eventually, all over time, they're just more dollar bills in their back pocket.
Exactly. Don't fall for it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall for it.
There you go. See, above
this
average.
Is the weirdest conspiracy ever.
We're talking about his IQ there.
Right.
That's why we have him as above average Mike from Heighton. Thank you very much. This has gone so against what you thought. I love this.
I will never finish with fresh produce. I can't do it. I don't know how all of you people live.
You're getting paid by a big supermarket.
Okay.
It all makes sense. Tim and Jess, the podcast. A couple of weeks ago, Jess, the brave pioneers that we are, mm-hmm. food pioneers that is, we will often put our taste buds and our palates on the line to test questionable mixes that companies do or like hacks you've seen online.
We do it so you don't have to. Yep. We'll let you know if it's worthwhile.
A couple of weeks ago, we did it was a pineapple pizza, but instead of pineapple fruit, it was orange fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That was doing it from a local pizzeria. We tried it.
Bubba Pizza. They were giving them away for free because they wanted people to experience it.
Wasn't it? Wasn't right.
I definitely prefer pineapple.
We've done a few things in the past. I'm trying to remember. We've had some stinkers.
Do you remember the spam choc chip cookies?
That's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So not everything is a win, but we're eliminating
but that's it.
For
we
you.
Are willing to try it. We are willing to put our taste buds on the line.
I reckon I've seen a win.
Okay.
And I would like to try it potentially tomorrow on the show. Fast food chain Red Rooster. Has
I love Red Rooster.
Done something. They are calling it cheesecake fries.
What?
So what it looks like in the photos at least is... sorry, I'm salivating just
so,
thinking of it.
So emotional.
It looks like fries.
Yeah.
And then there's a drizzle of cheesecake and then like a, I don't know, a cheesy crumb, which but is normally what you call me.
So is the fries potato or have they...
This is the thing. It looks like potato fries, but it actually isn't. It's the same... look, it's the same texture, it's the same mouthfeel, but it's actually a kind of cheesecakey, like donut-ish kind of thing.
See, I'm imagining like a churro kind of texture.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So they're a delicious cake-style fry cooked
Ooh.
To golden perfection and covered in a sticky, sweet cream cheese glaze and a sprinkle of vanilla crumb.
Yes, please.
I think tomorrow... See, the thing is, if it was actual fries, this is in the same territory as orange on pizza.
Yes.
If it was actual fries, potato fries, this it looks like it's masquerading as like a poutine, but it's cheesecake. What are you laughing at?
Just the way you said poutine.
That's how you say it. In Canada, poutine is incredible. That's how it's said.
You're really emphasizing poo.
Sorry. Poutine. Where do you want poutine? That's how it's pronounced. That's
yes.
How would you say it?
Yep. No, I would say it the same way.
Say it then.
Poutine.
Oh, geez, you're really bloody out of go with the poo there, Jess. See? I'm just trying to say a word. And that's gravy, that's cheese, that's chips.
Yeah.
This is...
I would have said it looks like a snack pack.
Yeah, it looks like a snack pack, but it's cheesecake style on top.
Yeah.
I think, you know, We've got to put this to
so
the
brave.
Test.
So
it's
brave.
Very brave. Because if it's not good, we need to let people know. This isn't a promotion for Red Rooster.
No.
As Bubba Pizza found out the other week.
Yeah.
This is not for
but
their
if
benefit.
I have to buy some hot honey chicken while we're there, I mean, I will.
I don't want you to mess with your palate, though. I need you to go in raw. I need you to go in with a clean palate. Because we're palate testers. This is our whole thing.
Okay, but can I have chicken after?
Maybe. If you're good. And you don't complain enough. All right?
Again, sounds good.
Cheesecake fries. This is going to be next level.
Yeah.
It could be really bad. I'm hoping it's not. I think it's going to be delicious.
Let's try it tomorrow. All right. That's all we can do.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.